There were a couple of teenage girls that got together, and one of the younger one, the prettier one, says, "I'm very worried about my mother. My mother doesn't sleep well, especially on weekends. She stays up all night. I'm very worried." And her friend goes, "That's beautiful, but why does your mother stay up all night waiting for me?" That's good, that's good, you got it. We sometimes don't realize the connection we have to one another. It's very easy to say, "I'm giving up on myself." But what you're really saying is you're giving up on all the people who love you. And every time you decide to do something good, to take a positive action in your life, that's loving your enemies. What do you mean, loving your enemies? Well, you're bringing more good into the world, and everyone, including those people who don't like you, will benefit from it. We are connected to one another. Remember that famous poem, "For Whom the Bell Tolls" by John Donne, that we always memorized? "Every man's death diminishes me because I am involved in mankind. I am part of humanity, and everything I do is part of life." That's why there is no such thing as private sin or private virtue, because everything you do and say and think affects you, and you in turn affect each other. So when something good happens to you and you respond in kindness, will you respond to everything, not in a bad way, but in a good way? You're saying, "Well, these people don't have to wait up for me today because I've done something good," and not just for yourself. In the Bible, God's grace, His gift, the song that we sing about amazing grace, is never given simply to a person. Why was Moses chosen? To lead the people out of slavery. Why were the chosen people chosen? To bring God's light to all the nations. That promise made to Abraham, "The nations of the earth will be blessed in your name." And every time you receive God's amazing grace, when you do good things, think good things, say good things, the world is a better place. You have influenced the world. So it's no wonder that Jesus, in his mission to the chosen people, he didn't speak about getting a new government. Let's replace the Romans. Let's even get rid of structures, which are all necessary to get rid of bad structures. But he began with the essentials, and he said, if you get rid of all the bad governments, if you get rid of all the bad structures, if you fix everything but you don't fix yourselves by becoming better people, then you will just be playing in a different playground and the results will be the same. The world would not be better off. So congratulate yourself. Every time you have done something good, thought something good, or said something good, you have done something good for all of us. I thank you. Keep on realizing we are all connected to one another. Slava Isusu Christu.